This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Now to the global perspective on business and economics in part two of our series on a frighteningly familiar crisis going on in Europe. The auto industry there is facing the same dire outlook that ours did right before it had to be bailed out. Today, reporter Christopher Worth takes us to France, where European politics are colliding with carmakers' efforts to cut costs.
It's the afternoon shift change at this Peugeot factory in Aulnay-sous-Bois, just outside Paris. Workers walk in and out of the factory gates as union members hand out leaflets and sing an old working man's tune.
I kiss my girl by the factory hall, dirty old town, dirty old town.
This dirty old town has a bleak future. Peugeot plans to close the factory here, the place where Patrice San has worked for the past 17 years. So he's come out to fight for his own job and those of the roughly 3,000 others who work here.
It would be the best if we can keep the plant. It will be difficult, but there is no good reason to close this plant. It's only for money.
A lot of money from Peugeot's perspective. Car sales in Europe have nosedived throughout the debt crisis. Peugeot is losing roughly $250 million a month and desperately needs to reduce costs. Overall, the company says it wants to shed 8,000 jobs. Anne-Laure Descleves is a Peugeot spokesperson.
It is the only option that we have for Peugeot's long-term survival. So we will do it even if it is painful.
But closing a factory in Europe is never easy. Unemployment in France is over 10%. French President François Hollande called Peugeot's plans unacceptable, and he could have a say in the matter. Last month, Peugeot secured a $9 billion lifeline from the French government. That will keep Peugeot out of bankruptcy. But in return, French politicians will demand the company keep jobs, not cut them, says Philippe Bourgeois, an auto analyst at UBS.
The side effect of this support is that it constrains the ability of Peugeot to restructure and become profitable again on its own.
And if it's not profitable, the company can't invest in new models once the European market recovers. A vicious spiral that, Bourgeois says, Peugeot may never recover from. In Aulnay-sous-Bois, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.